This is yet another installment in the dynamics of a father and son relationship, and how one day when I said three words to my dad, just three simple words, it transformed our relationship from that time on. Let me give you a little background. I wouldn't say I idolized my dad as I grew up, but I loved him, I respected him, and we did have that father and son bond. I remember when I was very young, he was imprinted as my father to me through my senses. I remember leaning up against him when I was very young and smelling that slight musky odor combined with a minor scent of brute aftershave, which he wore every day. That was the smell of my dad. I remember grabbing around his neck when we went swimming on hot summer days and feeling a slight oiliness of the Mediterranean-type skin that we both share, like a layer of lanolin covering his entire body. That was the feel of my dad. I remember watching him as he sat with the other men during family gatherings or parties, as they sat around and drank and told stories and dirty jokes to each other, and hearing my dad burst out laughing. And it was an infectious laugh, and I had no idea what they were talking about, of course, but I laughed as well. I just had to. That was the sound of my dad. As I grew older, our cultural boundaries prevented such close physicality. So my dad became the participating dad, mostly centered around sports. He was the assistant coach for the several little league teams I played on. I remember he was my catcher as I worked on my fastball and changeup in the backyard until it got too dark to see. He taught me how to play trumpet. He taught me how to tell dirty jokes. He was a good dad. And likewise, I was a good son. I was the golden son. He was a former LAPD officer. And so his standards and rules were very strict and well-pronounced, and I conformed with those rules. He had me get good grades in school, and I did. I got decent grades in school. I was fairly skilled as a musician and as an athlete. I was a good son. But when I turned about 18, 19 years old, one day, this is when I said the three words. I was living with my dad and his wife during the summer while I was attending classes at the local junior college. And my dad came up to me and holding something in his hand, and he held it up to me and he asked, "What is this?" And it was at that time that I said those three words that transformed our relationship from that time on. The words I said were, "That's my bong." That's my bong. This is where the story weaving comes in. And I remember looking at him at that time and seeing a combination of hurt and disappointment and helplessness in his face. And I remember myself feeling that I also had that hurt look in my face, but also a look of defiance. The dynamics between us was very intense at that time. Let me give you an example of how the dynamics operated during that time by maybe suggesting a couple other things I could have said instead of "that's my bong." If I said, "That's my bong, dude," then that would have indicated we never really had that father and son bond between us as I was growing up. And his response would probably be something more like, "Right on." Or if I said, "That's my bong, sir," then that would have indicated that that tie, that bound, that bind that we had would last for the rest of my life. And that wouldn't have worked either. Instead, I said, "That's my bong." And with that, I established myself from that time on as an independent man from my father. I wish breaking that bond was of a more noble nature. Looking back, a big part of me wishes that I said something like, "That's my manifesto," or "That's my makeup." But I had to take what I had. So that early bond that we had as a father and son broke. But as the years have gone by, I've matured, gone on my own journey of self-discovery. And we formed a new bond together, my father and I. This time not based on any kind of discipline or me conforming. This time it's one man and another man. Although there is a little bit of the father and son left over. And I look back at that and I say, well, I'm glad I was caught red-handed at that time. So that's my story.